The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV. The Texans wrap up training camp with more from the Tuesday team luncheon presented by Amegy Bank. And we have more from the head coach, Gary Kubiak.
I go back 3 years ago when we got started. I remember the first time I stood up here and talked to you. We had a long, long way to go. Very long way to go. And we were honest with that. As a football, as coaches, the organization, we were honest with the players. We had a long, long way to go. And we have, in my mind, we have made progress each and every year. I know the last 2 years, our record's the same the last 2 years, but there's no doubt in my mind our football team was much better last year than it was the previous year. And I keep thinking of one of the things I thought about when Mark talked about us being 8-8 last year. One of the strongest statements to me our football team made last year, you know, you can talk about the hurricane, you can talk about starting 0-4, you can talk about going 8-4 the last 12 games. That was all great. But the most impressive thing to me, and I've never told these guys this, is when we walked into the locker room, or when we met the night before we played Chicago, I told them that the most important thing for this football team when we went on the field against Chicago is that it could not go backwards. And if we would have went out there against Chicago and let that game go, we would have went backwards. And they stood up and said, we refuse to go backwards, and I was very, very impressed with that. But we're trying to continue to go forward. We've made progress. Our goal in Houston is to win a championship. To reach that goal, you have to be a playoff team. And for the first time, and legitimately so, we're talking about having the ability to do that. And we do have the ability to do that. And that's fine. You need expectations in this business. That's why I'm here. I want them. And these players want them. But the key is, are you willing to work toward becoming that playoff team? And I can tell you this group's working toward doing that. They're doing a hell of a job. Hell of a job. You know, the key, though, when I look back at it, the key is just getting better. Because if you're getting better, then you're going to accomplish those goals. And right now, the most important thing is we can only win one game, and that's our opener against the Jets. And we need to stay focused on that. So we need to take this next 2 weeks, stay focused on getting ready to play the Jets, be as good as we can be, okay? And if we're there and we're ready to do that with your support, I have no doubt that we can get that done as a football team. But I want y'all to know I feel very good. I've got a lot of confidence, okay, and I've got a lot of confidence because I believe in the people that I work with. I believe in our organization. I believe in our coaching staff. But most importantly, I believe in the guys that take the field for you fans each and every week, the group of guys that will go out there and battle for you.
New offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan is in an interesting spot because for the first time in his adult life, he's got more pressure on himself than his father does.
You know, I get this on the radio station. A lot of people say, is it like PlayStation? I mean, is it Madden-like? Do you just want to press that Steve Slayton, Andre Johnson button all the time?
Yeah, you want to, but I've learned it's not like that. I get killed on Madden every night, even when I play against younger kids. So hopefully I'm a better coach than Madden player.
How is the offense going to be different this year, if at all? Because it was so successful last year, third in the league.
I mean, it shouldn't be different. We got to adjust, and because everyone's going to adjust to what we did last year, so we got to improve and continue adjusting every week to stay ahead of defenses. But we got the same coaching staff, should be the same offense, and we just look to get better.
Mark Vandermeer caught up with running back Steve Slayton, who had some interesting things to say about his second year in the league.
This year versus last year, how's it different?
Just a lot more comfortable. I think in any job you're a year in, you get some comfort, but I'm still out there learning and I'm trying to get better.
You know, football's a strange profession. When people say, hey, you put on weight, it's a compliment. Did you put on some weight this offseason?
A little bit.
And is that for durability purposes? Tell us about that.
Good eating.
The boss of the offense, Matt Schaub, talked with Mark Vandermeer at the team luncheon presented by Amegy Bank.
You know, it's hard to believe. You started your first game for the Texans 2 years ago. It seems like longer in some ways, but I imagine getting as familiar, getting as comfortable as you look now does take a while.
It does. It doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a couple years. And going into year three now for me here in Houston, definitely much more comfortable. I have a great relationship with all the players, and, you know, all of them are still the same from when I first got here, especially offensively and the coaching staff as well. So, you know, we're just full speed ahead.
How much did that extra element of adding a Steve Slayton to the offense last year help the overall picture?
Well, I think it definitely helped us. You know, having Steve step in from week one and play 16 games and the way he was able to contribute definitely helped us out as an offensive team and as a team as well.
D'Amico Ryans brought the house down when he was talking about Brett Favre. For more, here's Mark Vandermeer with the middle linebacker.
What's it like working with Frank Bush coaching the defense this year?
It's great, man. I like his attitude. His attitude reflects over to us as players. Like, you talk about being more violent and physical. You know, I like that as being a linebacker. And Frank's a former linebacker, so we relate well. But we start laying out our real defensive plan. We start blitzing every play. Man, we'll be right on time.
And wrapping things up, number 80, Andre Johnson. Huddled with the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer.
Tell me about some of the things that Matt Schaub said. The offense is not going to look much different. So does that mean you lead the league in catches and yards again?
I don't know. It depends on how many balls I get thrown. But I'm just here to do what I can to help this organization win the Super Bowl. That's my main goal.
So when you're out there, I mean, you're not thinking about, am I going to get the ball on this particular play? You don't complain when guys like Owen Daniels and Kevin Walter get catches. That, in turn, is going to open things up for you eventually, right?
Yeah, it does. I love to see those guys go out and make plays. I like to see Dave and Kev do those little dances that they do.
That'll do it for Texans Today's broadcast. For the latest information on your favorite team, go to HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.